I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Josh Reese. And I think it's fair to say it's the end of an era.
It's the end of season one of Hollywood Hogwash.
You know, it's true, actually. We did start in October of last year.
Yeah.
So it has been a full year, and a change is coming. We've decided to retool the show.
It's Hollywood Hogwash 2.0 coming soon.
Oh, God, no. It's not going to be like NXT 2.0.
We're rebranding.
It'll be brighter. Sucks. Yeah, I think it's bright enough in here. No, so we reached out to you, the fans, on the Hollywood Hogwash Facebook group, as well as the What's Wrong With Wrestling Patreon, asking you guys, like, what do you think of the format? And, you know, a lot of you said it's hard to keep up with the shows that we're watching because there are, like, 100 different shows out at a time.
And there's people that just don't want to watch the shows that we're watching.
Well, yeah, and
I mean, to be honest, who wants to watch She-Hulk, right?
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Listen.
Last week. It's a pretty good show.
This week was the changer, and I'm sure we'll get to it.
No, it's no different than any other week on that show. This week sucked as usual.
This was rough.
It's always rough.
The capital
Stop
R.
playing Ninja Turtles.
I'm not playing Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, so it seems like the consensus is that everyone likes it when we do movies, because, like, especially when it's a new one, right? Only one big movie comes out. In a given week,
sure.
Right? So, well,
yeah, exactly.
So we're gonna be like on weeks where a big movie's not coming out, we'll be reviewing classic films. But starting next week, like next month is October, and there's three big movies coming out in the middle. We have Amsterdam, Halloween Ends, and Black Adam. There's also Don't Worry, Darling actually came out this week, so we could do that next week. Let us know if you guys want us to review that film. We could do it, or we could do a classic horror film. We're definitely going to do a classic horror film for the final Monday of October, which is actually Halloween. Halloween
light
is
horror.
On...
Light horror. Go ahead.
Halloween is on a Monday, so... Yeah, we'll do something there.
Like Hocus Pocus or something like that.
Definitely not Hocus Pocus. You can go fuck yourself with that one.
You can go fuck yourself if I have to watch Saul. So,
what?
Saul.
Who?
One of those Saul movies. There's like 10 of them.
Better Call Saul?
No, I would love to watch that. I don't think they have any Halloween episodes.
No, there's no horror movie called Saul.
Wait, when is that?
It's Saul with a W, Josh.
When is that Marvel horror movie coming out about the Wolverine? About the werewolf.
The Wolverine.
Isn't that coming out this October or is it next
October?
Yeah,
it's this Halloween, I think.
This Halloween? Well, yeah. There's something too. But
That didn't look very interesting.
But
though. Yeah,
the fans definitely had some feedback about how we could improve and deliver a better show. So hopefully this next iteration of Hollywood Hogwash will be something for that you guys might enjoy a little bit more.
Yeah, this is the last, we're still going to review the latest She-Hulk and House of the Dragon episode. And in the future, we can still review those shows. It just, we're probably not going to go into as much depth. Like, I'm not going to take notes on these shows necessarily. We'll just kind of talk about them.
Right.
Kind of in passing in like one segment. And mostly just focus on whatever movie we're doing that week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited because I want to do like the Dark Knight trilogy. Obviously, that's going to be one movie at a time.
One episode?
One week at a time. Yeah, that's not going to be one episode. Right. That'd be insane. But yeah, I'm excited about the change. Let us know what you want us to do for next week. We could do Don't Worry, Darling, which the critics don't like it, but the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, people like it. Let us know if you want us to do that, or should we just do a classic horror film, like Jaws or something, or, you know, let us know what you think. And then the middle of October, we'll do Amsterdam Halloween Ends.
Sure.
There you go. And I'll have to watch it with Josh so he doesn't get scared.
Halloween and then there's might also be about the edge of Josh's.
There's also Black Adam, and then the last Monday we'll do another classic horror film.
That's right.
Hopefully something very scary to make Josh shit himself. We'll see.
Gremlins might be by the edge, or maybe a Predator film that might be about the edge. You know, we don't want to get too crazy and wild out there, guys.
Gremlins.
Yeah, Gremlins is terrifying. No, we talked about this before.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's obviously not.
Spritz water on those little guys and they're...
He spritz? It's a spritzer?
No, but like once you spray water on them, then they turn all crazy and...
All right, so let's talk the Hollywood hogwash, okay? Yes. Let's please move on, for the love of God. I might need a new co-host for the month of October.
Yes. Yes, applications, send them to
Josh
Andrew.
Josh is going to go on a fucking hiatus for a month.
October's such a scare. I don't even celebrate Halloween. October's this terrifying month for me. I try to avoid it.
Yeah, you said you want to see the Day of the Dead in Mexico.
Well, yeah, I mean, because that's celebrating my ancestors. And, you know, like Coco. Like, that's a classic Halloween film. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's talk about the Hollywood hogwash. So the 3-episode series premiere of Andor was this past week. What'd you think?
I haven't gotten to it yet, but it's definitely on my watch list, and it's something that I'm going to be picking up soon.
Yeah, same. At least I hope to. It's currently sitting at an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's the critics' score. The critics' score is actually higher than the audience. Audience is like a low 80s.
Okay, because I've heard a lot of people give it good reviews. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. That's a flip-flop.
That's good to hear. Apparently, it's the best Star Wars series rating since The Mandalorian. But I don't think there have been many. I mean, there's The Book of Boba Fett, which obviously is not going to be rated very high.
Book of Boba Fett, Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah, Obi-Wan. So it's higher than Obi-Wan, I guess.
Yeah. I guess that's
okay. So there you go. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Also, we missed this a few weeks ago during D23. We missed a couple things. But actor Tim Blake Nelson has been cast as the leader in Captain America: New World Order. Do you know who this is?
Tim Blake Nelson? No, that doesn't sound familiar.
Well, that's the actor's name. He played Mr. Blue, a.k.a. Samuel Stearns in The Incredible Hulk in 2008.
Oh, Jesus.
The one where, Ed Norton's trying to find the cure and he finds that guy.
Right.
And then Abomination beats him up and the fucking goo goes in his head and he gets a big head.
Oh.
He becomes the leader, which that's why it was teased in 2008. It's like, oh, he becomes the leader. Well, 14 years later, they finally decided to pay this off.
Interesting. Okay.
I guess by then it will be 16 years later because Captain America is coming out in 2024.
So that's one of the few things that was held over from the Edward Norton Hulk.
Yes, Ed Norton, yeah.
That's crazy.
They're finally paying that off. And Tim...
I guess it's now all canon now.
Tim Blake Nelson... Well, it is. I mean, come on. We've seen She-Hulk. Tim Blake Nelson is a really good actor. I like him. He's in a lot of good stuff. But yeah, also in D23, they revealed that the husband from Everything Everywhere All at Once...
Oh, right. The little kid from Indiana Jones. Short Round?
Yes.
What was his name? I can't remember.
His real name?
Yeah.
It's Kihoi Kwan.
Kwan. That's where... Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's actually going to be in season 2 of Loki.
That's right. I felt like I thought we mentioned that, but I guess we didn't. Yeah,
I
no.
I don't remember that.
I had seen that. So yeah, it's going to be kind of cool seeing him because he was just in a show that did some universal jumping and stuff like that.
You mean a movie?
A movie. You know,
you don't know the difference between movies about, and Andrew. Shows.
You know what I'm talking about. But now he's going to be in Loki, which does its own type of universal jumping. So yeah. It's kind of cool.
I'm like, Josh, we're going to change the podcast. We're going to do movies. And he's like, well, what about House of Dragon? Like, that's not a movie, Josh.
It's a theatrical.
Yeah. Also, a Variety reports a new Cloverfield film is currently in development with J.J. Abrams producing. I, for one, don't really feel we need any more of these. The time is kind of passed with Cloverfield.
Wasn't there only one true Cloverfield movie? And then the other one was just a weird one with... They were stuck in a basement.
There were two spinoffs.
Two spinoffs.
The one with John Goodman's... It's actually a good movie, but they never should have called it Cloverfield. Basically, what happens in Hollywood is, hey, we have a really good script, but... because it doesn't have any IP on it, no one's going to go see it.
So we have to call it intellectual
property. Right. So let's just call it 324 Cloverfield Lane or whatever the fuck it was called, so that people go thinking it's a Cloverfield movie, even though it's not a Cloverfield movie.
Tricked them. Yeah.
I mean, it's a good movie, but they never should have just lied to the audience like that. That was pretty shitty. But John Goodman was great in that movie.
But that, yeah, that was the one where they were stuck in a basement and they were trying to escape John Goodman?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Okay. So.
Oh.
Yeah, another Cloverfield film, I guess. Whatever. I don't really care. Apple TV Plus has greenlit a new series from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul creator Vince Gilligan.
Okay.
And apparently it's a paranormal show. So it's going to have ghosts, I guess.
Okay.
It's going to be about ghosts. So I guess Josh is not watching.
Supernatural. We'll see. I like Ghost. I like Ghostbuster.
I don't think it's going to be like Ghostbusters, Josh.
But I'm just saying, if it's scary.
But Rhea Seehorn, who played Kim Wexler in Better Call Saul, is starring in the show.
Okay. I could get behind that.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
I hope she gets some bigger and better roles, you know? She played Kim really well, and, you know, she was kind of an unknown actress, at least to me, before that.
Yeah, same. I don't know if she's going to get a better role than Kim Wexler, but we'll see.
Well, I mean, that she might get some bigger roles.
I mean, I'll probably check this out, you know, because it's Vince Gilligan.
Right. He hasn't steered me wrong so far.
They've ordered 2 seasons, so they, you know, obviously...
Interesting.
They believe in it.
Okay.
Also... Have you seen Ted Lasso yet?
I have not, but I know what Ted Lasso is. I've wanted to check it out, but I don't have Apple TV.
Mm.
So that's my thing.
Yeah, I've heard great things about Ted. Is it Apple TV?
It's Apple TV.
Yeah, I've heard great things about Ted Lasso. But Ted Lasso and the entire AFC Richmond team will be playable in FIFA 23. Which comes out this week.
That's actually pretty cool. I like that.
They have a trailer, and you could see, what is it, Jason Sudeikis, who plays him. Like, they actually put him in the game and everything.
He's on the coach on the sideline?
Yeah, that's what they're, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That'd be like having the Space Jam characters available to play on NBA 2K or something.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's crazy and wacky, but, you know, something to that ilk.
Sure.
Or the replacements playable on NFL.
In Madden. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
What were they? The Senators? What were they in the?
The Senators. Yeah, the Washington Senators.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Something like that.
Pretty sure.
Also, Variety recently interviewed James Bond producer Barbara Broccoli. It's probably Broccoli.
Okay.
But it's spelled like broccoli.
Interesting.
About the future of the franchise, she said, "We love Idris Elba. The thing is, it's going to be a couple of years off, and when we cast Bond, it's a 10 to 12 year commitment. Not everybody wants to do that. It was hard enough getting Daniel Craig to do it." Well, Daniel Craig did it for 15 years, not 10 to 12.
Yeah, well...
It kind of seems like she's already making excuses as to why they're not going to cast Idris Elba. Because they're probably like, well, Bond has to be white.
Well... I kind of thought that they were going to pick up with the girl that played the new Bond.
No,
but I guess
she was terrible.
She wasn't very good, but...
Just because she had the 007 name. She wasn't
007
Bond.
Name. Yeah.
She wasn't Bond.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going with that. I mean, I kind of...
Well, if you saw the movie, it doesn't even make any sense. No. I'm not going to spoil it, but...
No.
Fuck that movie. The whole thing makes no fucking sense, but...
Yeah, I'm not really sure where they're going with Bond, but they're... A 10 to 12 year commitment, Jesus.
Again, they need to get...
And why couldn't Idris Elba do a 10 year to 12 year commitment anyway?
You need to fucking convince Christopher Nolan to do it so we could actually have a good Bond movie for once.
Christian Bale is Bond? What?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Also, it seems like Tom Hardy might actually be a badass. The 45-year-old. He's 45. Recently won 3 different Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournaments... Within the last month, and unless they just let him win because he's an actor, and they're like, well, you know,
it's
just let him win. But no, the most recent one was last week at the 2022 Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Open Championship, where he won the gold prize in his division. It was like 35 and up.
That's pretty wild. You know, You think Tom Hardy, you know, he's an actor. You know, he might be faking it or something like that. But no, he, like you said, he might be an actual badass.
He's an intense guy.
Yeah. Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I wonder if you ever had any thoughts of doing like any MMA. You know, because that's pretty doing.
Well, BJJ. He did that MMA movie, Warrior.
Right.
So probably. Maybe that's where
he developed some of the love for BJJ, too. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
Sorry.
There's a reason why you don't say that.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. That's wild.
Yeah. What do you have?
I got a couple quick things. One of our favorite shows that we loved here on the podcast, Reacher.
Oh, fuck off.
Reacher 2 has started filming on Amazon. That will probably not be a show that me and Andrew mention when it comes back out.
All right.
I thought it was interesting, though.
Reacher or She-Hulk?
Still She-Hulk. Still She-Hulk, but it's eerily close. It's eerily close.
The thing is, Reacher is like so boring that you want to jump out of a window.
Right.
But She-Hulk is so bad you want to jump out of a window. So it's just like, what would you rather watch? The show that bores you to sleep or the show that just infuriates you because it's so incredibly stupid?
I will say that there are some
fun... At least Reacher, I can put it on and I'll go right to sleep. She-Hulk, I'll be like, God damn it!
There are some fun moments during She-Hulk, but not many. There's no fun moments during Reacher.
There's no fun.
None. It's terrible. Another show that is actually one of our favorites, Kerry Payton, a.k.a. King Ezekiel or Black Samson on Invincible.
Yeah.
He was talking on a podcast with the Movie Dweeb podcast, and he says, while Invincible Season 2 is not out, they've already started working on Season 3.
Okay, awesome.
So it's pretty cool. It makes you think that Season 2 might be coming out pretty soon.
We don't have a release date yet.
I was looking before. I did not see a release date. But, I mean, if they're already working on Season 3, you would have to imagine sometime this year it would come out, right?
Maybe.
Or early next year.
Yeah, I would think probably early next year.
I just had one more thing to bring up, kind of a little bit of a sad note. For anybody that liked One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Nurse Ratched, she passed away at the age of 88, Louise Fletcher. She won her Oscar for her role during Nurse Ratched.
For One Flew Over the Cuckoo's
Nest.
For that movie you mentioned.
For that movie. She also appeared on Star Trek, Twilight
Zone. Star Trek. When they're in space but they're running track and field.
Shut up. Deep Space Nine, that one, and Joan of Arcadia and Shameless, which was popular on HBO.
Yeah.
I liked One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It was a good movie. But yeah, that's pretty much it that I got this week. So yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it is inevitable. Let's talk episode 6 of She-Hulk. The wedding episode!
Wink, wink, wink. It's a self-contained episode. It's all about the wedding.
Yeah, she's like, hey, just so you know, this episode's gonna suck. And we're like, yeah, every episode sucks.
I will be 100% honest. When she looked into the camera and goes, hey guys, it's a self-contained wedding episode, I was almost like, I think I'm skipping this one.
Yeah.
I think I'm skipping
this. And it's a wedding
episode
of someone we've never met on the show.
And apparently,
this is a brand new nobody.
Apparently, someone she rarely met. You know, it was a friend of hers from high school.
This is so upsetting how badly written this show is. It's like these fucking people. They have no talent when it comes to this. You can't write a show. How did that? This was the biggest mistake Marvel has ever made, is this fucking show. She-Hulk was like a legit superhero.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to be like this strong woman. And in this show,
a sassy badass.
This is just the shittiest version of a woman.
It's definitely the shittiest version of
And it's
She-Hulk.
Where my life sucks because of men. That's what the show is.
Well, apparently her life sucks because
How will She-Hulk go to a wedding? What? I want to see her fight a villain and save someone.
Well, technically...
She didn't save anyone. She's not a hero.
Save anyone.
She's only saving herself.
Yeah.
From Kim Kardashian. Yeah. This is garbage.
A lamer Kim Kardashian.
This is garbage.
No.
And they have, what's his name, Mr. Invincible? Who I didn't really know about. You know, apparently he's a legit hero in the comics, but...
Oh, he's no hero.
In this episode, he's just in this because his 8 wives and 1 husband are suing him. Because he keeps faking his own death. And the lawyers are like, oh, well, they don't realize he has superpowers.
They just think he's a wacko.
And then he just jumps out of the building, like 20 stories up,
mm-hmm.
in front of She-Hulk's BFF mm-hmm. and that other attorney.
Right.
He jumps out the window. Do they scream? Do they make any noise? Do they even look surprised that a man jumped out of a window to his potential death?
To be fair, they were so ready to get rid of him that I think they were happy that he left.
He just jumps out of the window and this is their reaction. Like, just nothing.
Oh, shit.
And then they go look out and they're like, he's dead?
Oh, I guess he's not dead.
And they're like, oh, he's not dead.
Oh, wow.
And he just lands on a fucking cop car or whatever. And then he just goes... Oh, I'm all fixed.
Wow. Listen, that wasn't the worst of the episode.
But he wasn't actually all mangled. Like, he just literally, like, moved his arms like I'm doing now, and they added, like...
Right. If anything, because it's a Marvel movie, you don't see any blood, but if someone jumps out of a window 40 floors up, you're going to see a fucking lot of blood.
Well, not if you're invincible.
Well, still the blood would leave you, right? No.
No. Not if your skin is impervious, you know, like impenetrable.
Well, I guess that's true.
Just maybe. Like She-Hulk. Also because they can't do it. Yeah. But no, the lawyers, they're treating their client like shit because he's a man. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. Oh my God, you're such a piece of shit. The show is just insane.
But the worst crime was the wedding.
We're not there yet. What does this have to do with the show? Like these women suing Mr. Invincible or whatever the fuck his name is. No, what does this have to do with the show at all?
The only reason I guess they had this in the show was for them to bring up that he brought up that weird website.
They could have done that any other way.
Oh, for sure.
Without doing this side thing that has nothing to do with the show.
For sure, they could have did it any other way. But like you mentioned, it's just... They needed a few.
Well, why should you get
minutes?
The same money as me? I fucked him for 5 years. You only fucked him for 3 months.
But I got a dumb son out of it.
I have a baby. I don't have a dumb son. Yeah. And then the BFF's like, I got it. Okay, he's going to give you an apology. And she's like, that's all I've ever wanted.
With 30 seconds of eye contact. And then, of course, the joke is, oh, can we get that down to 10?
Yeah. He's like, what? What? What?
30 seconds of eye contact. That's perjury.
Yeah.
No, Andrew,
I want an apology, Josh. I want an apology.
Listen, I appreciate Marvel taking a swing at trying to do something a little bit wild and crazy.
They did that with WandaVision.
They totally whiffed on this show. Have you seen the meme out there? It's getting a lot of traction. It's got the horse, right? And it's like
one horse.
It's got the 4 sections of a horse, like, and it's okay. On fire.
Yeah.
But the last section is like a cartoon version.
Yeah.
And that's what people are saying, like this like Phase 4 of Marvel.
Right.
Like the first three seasons of the horse, amazing.
There's also
and you get the cartoon horse.
There's also a meme. It shows who does Zoe Saldana play in Avatar? What's her character? Anyways, you know, it's one of the naughty creatures.
Okay.
Right? It's one of the naughty creatures. And then who's that guy from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Jack Sparrow.
No, the CGI monster from like the third movie.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about though, right? Like the octopus looking guy.
Right.
It's
supposed to be Davy Jones Locke? Captain Davy or whatever?
Right.
Okay.
Remember how good that CGI was?
Mm-hmm.
They show them and them, and it's like, that's 2009. And then 2022 is She-Hulk, and then Doctor Strange with the shitty eye that they gave him in the movie.
Oh, man, yeah.
And it's like, what happened?
What did happen? They had years of planning for this. It's not like Marvel came to him and goes, guys, in the next 3 months, we got to have a She-Hulk movie.
Or Disney's just being really shitty because they're just like, all right, we could make this and the fucking MCU dorks will watch it no matter how shitty it is and how crappy it looks.
But I think they're starting to finally get some pushback is that the MCU dorks are not watching this.
Yeah.
And they're not enjoying it for sure.
Except every major publication says that this is like the greatest show since Breaking Bad. But, you know, whatever.
That's a joke. This is the best law show, even better than Better Call Saul.
This is episode 6, and we finally meet a nice man. A nice man.
And guess what his name is? Joshua.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, his name is Joshua.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. So yeah, Jen finally meets a nice guy at the wedding, and he likes her for no reason at all. Like, she just walks over, sits on a couch, and he's like, hey, it's me. How are you doing? I think you're really swell.
Well,
and it's like she's shown nothing that she is a good person or that she's interesting.
No.
And she just bitches about her life to him. She's like, ugh. And then men and my friend's a bitch. And he's like, I think you're great.
Well, I think what we're going to find out.
He has no reason to like her.
I think what we're going to find out is that he really wanted to get some at the wedding. So he was just trying to hit on
anyone. Or he's just a bad guy, but I don't think this show is clever enough to even do that.
To make him a bad guy? He just wanted sex from She-Hulk?
No, I don't think they're clever at all. I think he is going to be some nice guy that she possibly dates that I don't care about. But yeah, this was garbage. She-Hulk and Titania fight at the wedding.
No, but the first thing is like, why is she even going to this wedding? But you haven't seen this person since high school, and this person wants you to be a bridesmaid?
Yeah.
That you haven't seen since high school? Who does that? That's terrible.
Nah, I don't care about that part. I care about the part that Titania showed up.
Wow, that was dumb too.
And she only showed up to fight Jen, but not when she first showed up, later, which makes no sense. But they fight, and again, there's still no explanation for why she broke into the courthouse in the first episode. And I don't think we're going to get one, to be honest.
I don't think so.
Because these fucking people have no clue what they're doing. Who approved this fucking script?
Kevin Feige.
Yeah, obviously.
Send complaints to Kevin Feige directly.
What the fuck is he thinking? Has he just given up? Is it like the president? Like, we need a new president because he's been in charge for too long that he's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll just do anything now.
No, like you said, it's that he thought that people would eat the fuck out of this.
She-Hulk and Titania have another horrible fight. This is the worst action scenes we've seen in the MCU, period.
This might have been one of the worst action scenes I've seen in my entire life.
She-Hulk is punching Titania in the face, and she's fine. Like, no blood, no disfigurement. But then Titania slips and falls flat on her face. And then we see that she's actually ugly and everything that we thought was pretty about her, which she's not even pretty. She's completely plastic. Like, she's like, oh, my veneers. Her veneers pop out.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looks like shit. And then she runs away because she's humiliated because she's Kim Kardashian.
If anything, you would get more pissed, right? And, you know, Titania up and start destroying things.
We don't even know what this Titania is, how she got powers, what her deal is. We don't know.
And why didn't she like bust Jen up when Jen was in normal form? You know?
There's only 3 episodes left, and this show is about nothing. And not like Seinfeld, where it's good that it's about nothing. This show is about nothing.
No.
If you want to describe it, it's about a woman who gets superpowers and does the worst thing that you would do if you got superpowers.
Well, it's about a show. It's about a woman who gets superpowers and does nothing with them.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Well, except, look how hot I am.
Right.
That's it.
Jen, your ass is amazing.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Oh, it's not mine. It's She-Hulk. Oh, no, it is mine. Oh.
Can't believe that guy didn't want to bust a nut in me after I catfished him.
I don't know if you
What can. A piece of shit.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, so then the lawyers find a Reddit or some website.
Yeah, like a Reddit.
Where people hate She-Hulk. And then we see that this website's being run by some company and they make a needle, which is probably out of vibranium.
Maybe. Sure.
Because that one guy in one of her dates, that rich guy who she saw in the last episode, he was asking her, like, you know, oh, do you have impenetrable skin?
Oh, right.
Vibranium. So he's
She's
probably.
Like, oh, do you have any vibranium on you?
So he's probably in on it. Oh, but maybe. Still no explanation for Titania or Mr. Invincible or whatever the fuck his name is. Mm-mm. And the tease from the last episode was, look, there's Daredevil's costume. Still no Daredevil.
Right. And from what I've heard, there's only going to be one episode with Daredevil in it.
Devil.
So, I mean, it's not like we're going to get a long run with him.
I'm kind of glad about that.
Right. And it might be like the very last scene of the very last episode.
What if Daredevil, what if the Daredevil show is just going to be like this?
Well, I'm kind of...
Where he's like, oh, women. Yeah, no, that would never fucking happen.
I'm kind of alarmed, to be honest.
Or it's like, why can't Daredevil get a girlfriend? Uh-oh, he's having... Oh, no, he can't get laid. He's Daredevil. Girls don't like him because he's blind. I can't get a date.
I am a little bit alarmed because the last time we saw
Kingpin... Let me go on Tinder and I'll wear my Daredevil costume. Then I'll get pussy.
That would be terrifying. But the last time we saw Kingpin was happy and smiley, kind of. And he was in a Hawaiian shirt.
And then Kingpin is just interrupting his dates. Like, that's Kingpin's motivation. He's like, I'm going to screw up all of your love interests. And he just, yeah, he's constantly crashing his dates. And he's like, Kingpin, no! Oh, man!
Listen, Marvel's had a rough time. Miss Marvel, not good. She-Hulk, not good at all.
Terrible.
I'm kind of concerned.
You
know, we need a good show to kind of bring us back up.
Well, Secret War will be next. That at least looks good. It's taken seriously as if there's actually a problem. Right. There's some sort of, you know.
Well, thank God it has Samuel L. Jackson in it.
There's a conflict. There's no conflict in this show. To have a story, to have a movie or a TV show, you have to have conflict.
There was, Andrew. She did not have a uniform for so long. Mm. We didn't even get to see it.
No, still didn't see it. Even though we've already seen it in the trailers, so you know what it looks like. Who fucking cares?
No.
This show is trash. 0 out of 10.
It's really, really rough.
It's the worst show I've ever watched. It's the worst show I've ever watched and continued to watch.
Continue to watch, you're right. No, and one of the reasons I did like the show was for the cameos. And this week, there was no cameos, no Wong. So there was no reason to.
He's gone.
Like,
Apocalypse is gone. Hulk is gone.
Right. She tried to call him in this episode, and like Bruce Banner, he's like, no, I'm done with this.
I'm getting the fuck away from this show.
I went to Mars, baby. Don't bother me again. I'm getting so far away.
And then they've made him so dumb. Even though he's smart Hulk, he's really dumb Hulk.
Yeah.
They need to just bring back the Hulk already.
Yeah.
You know, no more smart Hulk. It was good in Endgame. I liked the change, but now it's just bad. It's just shitty comedy. I don't like it. But
oh, Kevin Feige's on Twitter. Maybe people should be blowing up his Twitter.
They probably are. They probably have been since the show first aired. But all right, let's move on to episode 6 of House of the Dragon. Ten years have passed since the last episode. I'll be honest. I need something to happen.
Well,
I need something to happen.
Some stuff happened in this episode.
Not enough.
Not enough.
My interest is waning on this show.
Really?
It's just getting too fucking boring. Like
this is certainly not like Game of Thrones.
No. I'm just not in. I don't care about all the politics. I don't care about politic talk for an hour and a half.
I think we're building onto something, but you are right.
Obviously.
You are right. It is slow as fuck.
I mean, the season finale has to have some big twist or some big reveal to keep me on for, like, interested for season 2.
Right.
Because I'm just not right now.
We've still got 4 more episodes.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot that could happen between now and then, but dear Jesus.
I mean, it's there's so much exposition on this one because it's 10 years in the future. Princess Rhaenyra is ugly now. 10 years, she got ugly. And it's like...
She had 4 kids, Andrew.
She's supposed to be like 31, and she looks, you know, 50.
She does look like in her upper 40s, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that me and you were kind of remarking at was just like, Dear Jesus, Andrew. They only recast two people on this episode.
Two people, yeah. The
Everyone
queen,
else played the same characters.
The queen and Rhaenyra. And then, like, you have Christian Cole, and it's the same guy. He didn't age a day!
Yeah, they just cut his hair.
Rhaenyra aged 20 years, even though it's supposedly 10. She looks 20 years older, mm-hmm. and Christian Cole looks younger than last week.
Yeah,
I mean, the same, really.
That's crazy, right?
He did not age a day.
And then you have
just dumb decisions. They should have just kept the same actresses and just put makeup on them to look a little bit older. Because, I mean, my God, if you stay the same weight from like age 21 to 31, you don't look that much different. You just look a little bit older. She looks completely different.
Right, completely
now,
different.
Now, the queen looks almost the same. I'll say that.
Yeah.
That casting actually worked because she looks almost the same.
Yeah.
This one, they look drastically different.
Right.
Drastically.
Yeah.
And I really miss the actress that was playing the young Princess Rhaenyra.
She did have
I thought
a
she was really interesting.
Spunk to her, for sure.
I think she's better than this one.
Wow. You know, we've only had one episode with her. But, you know, she's a little bit complaining.
First thing we see is Rhaenyra giving birth to a baby boy.
And, oh my God, the sounds.
Yeah, they don't show it, but the sounds are graphic.
They were pretty fucking graphic. No, not my ears. Jesus Christ. Andrew, people are listening to this fucking podcast.
Well, they need to know.
God damn. Yeah, and this is while you're eating, too. I couldn't believe you could finish your food.
Well, they didn't show it. My
no,
God.
But just hearing that while you're eating.
I mean, they did show them cutting the umbilical cord. That was kind of gross. I kind of like regurgitated a little bit. Had a couple of Aaliyah moments, you know. So, yeah, she gives birth to the boy. However, the queen is demanding that the child be brought to her immediately, which is fucking weird.
Well, I guess we figured out why, you know, as soon as she got up there. Because she knows all of them look one way.
Right. Rhaenyra is married to Laenor, but that baby doesn't look like him. And none of those boys look like him.
So is the joke around the castle, apparently.
Yeah. The queen whispers to Laenor, keep trying. Eventually you'll get one that looks like you.
I don't think he will, though.
No. Also, I fucking called it. King Viserys is missing an arm. Nailed it! I said they would have to cut it off because the infection's going to spread everywhere. Which, by the way, he is disgusting. He's so gross.
I know we're gonna talk about some of the scenes later on, but dear Jesus, like the amount of help that he needs... I don't mean to make this comparison, but he kind of reminds me of Joe Biden a little bit.
Oh my God, he kind of does.
Just like he's always needing
maybe that's
help.
Maybe that's the social commentary. Maybe that's the social commentary for this show is, look, he's Joe Biden.
He's just falling to pieces.
They should have him like make another big king speech. And he's like, King's Landing can be described in one word. Excuse me.
And you could see him doing that too.
And they're all like, dur, dur, dur.
Did you see the Joe Biden clip this week? I know we don't need.
Oh, where he's walking with the blind guy.
Man.
But then they help the blind guy, and Joe Biden's like,
where am I?
I can't walk anymore. No, you can walk, right?
He's just like the king here. Yeah. Oh my God. Really,
and he's oblivious to everything.
He's oblivious to everything.
He has no idea. He's just a mascot.
Essentially.
He's not running anything.
That's exactly like the king. All he wants to do is play with his trains. That's it. He just wants to build his castle.
And have his children marry each other and
That's
stuff.
Right.
Grandchildren.
He was so pumped for that. Let's do it.
So Rhaenyra she gave birth to three boys, obviously not at the same time, but
right.
She has three sons, and some new guard is the real father.
Right.
And everyone knows it, except for the king, who's just oblivious.
I think he doesn't want to know it. Of course he knows it.
No, he really doesn't. He's oblivious. Because then when the king's hand brings it up, he's fucking clueless. He's like, what secrets? I don't understand. The queen's like, Jesus Christ. This fucking idiot.
It is like Joe Biden.
No, his mind is clouded because it's his daughter. Yeah. So he literally doesn't know. He's a dumbass. He's always been a dumbass. But yeah, one of Rhaenyra's sons, I guess the oldest, gets his own baby dragon. And we see the baby dragon set a goat on fire.
Right. He's trying to control it. I guess that's the dragon.
Well, he says it, right? He says the word.
Dracarys.
Or whatever. Yeah,
but, you know, I guess that's where they learn to work with their dragons, is in that little pit area.
Yeah. And then one of the king and queen's children got pranked, the younger son, and he was gifted a pig with wings. Which Rhaenyra's kids were in on it, but so was Aegon. He was in on it as well.
Aegon seems like an asshole.
Well, anyone that jerks off out of a window.
Yeah.
I mean, it reminded me of Homelander and the Boys.
It did.
Where he's jerking off onto the earth.
Yeah, wow. Uh-huh.
But that's less great. Cool.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
He's just, we see this fucking, like,
because he's
teenagers,
like a scrawny little
bear,
teenager.
Little boy ass. And it's like, oh, God, why?
Damn you, Game of Thrones.
These Targaryens don't have good genes.
No. Well, because they're always sister and brother humping and all that.
Yeah, humping.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sir Christian is still brokenhearted. And he calls Rhaenyra a cunt. And he's now aligned with the queen.
He seems to be.
So basically, he went from a good guy, he's turned bad.
He seems to be bitter.
He is bitter.
Very yeah. bitter.
He's jealous because she found a new knight to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, back to Aegon jerking off. His mom catches him. Oh. That's embarrassing.
Is that not awkward? Jesus.
Yeah.
Knock on the door, Mom!
And then we saw last episode Daemon flirting with the Valyrian daughter. And he ended up marrying her.
Well, during that scene where she caught Aegon, she did the whole spiel about, like, how you're going to have to be the king. You know, you're going to have to step up. He did the whole thing that Otto, the Hand of the King, did to...
Told to her.
Yeah,
told her.
Did to her. But he did it, or she did it to him.
Right.
You know, it was a kind of a role reversal there.
Yeah. So Daemon married the Valyrian daughter. Mm-hmm. They have kids, but they're having issues. They got all the dragons they need.
Yeah, some big-ass dragons, too.
Yeah.
And that's where the Prince of Braavos was like, dudes... Please live here. Protect all my lands.
I can't keep up with all these names. It's too much.
There's too many houses. That's for sure.
Too many houses. I mean, that's like Game of Thrones, though, right? It's a lot of names you have to remember, I guess.
Well, luckily, they're all the same houses. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So then we have a scene where all the boys are training. Rhaenyra's kids, the king's kids. And Aegon's a pussy. He can't even really beat the... Rhaenyra's son, who's a lot younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's obvious. It's funny because, yeah, like Viserys is a pussy and his sons are pussies and Rhaenyra is a fighter and her sons are fighters.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's right.
And then the guard, I can't remember these names, but the knight that's the real father to Rhaenyra's children.
He's like, Strong. I think it's House Strong is what it was.
Okay, but obviously he has a first name, but...
I can't remember.
He defends one of his sons because Christian was having them pick on Rhaenyra's kid for obvious reasons. And Christian calls him out on him. He's like, wow, you're being overprotective. You know, someone would only do that if it was their brother or cousin or son. And then... He gets pissed. He beats up Christian.
And Viserys up top was like, what was that? What'd you say?
Yeah, yeah. What? I don't get it.
I didn't get that joke.
So he gets exiled for it. And again, everyone knows except for Viserys. Then later, Rhaenyra proposes that her oldest son marry the king and queen's daughter. Mm-hmm. And Viserys is thrilled.
To be
brilliant.
In this world, I mean, that's actually like a pretty fair compromise, you know?
Cousins, like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're not brother and sisters. So cousins, that's pretty
far.
Hey,
that's pretty good.
You know? And plus, it's like, you know, she was like, we used to be friends, you know? Let's try to... rebuild this house. Let's make it strong.
Yeah.
And Alicent was like, fuck that.
She's like, your nipples are showing, bitch.
Right.
She's like, you're leaking.
I am not about to have my daughter marry a bastard.
Right.
Except she didn't say him.
So then that's where, like, later the king's hand, he wants to resign because of the allegations with his son and Rhaenyra, but the king, he's clueless, and he demands that he remain in his position. But the king's hand also is like, well, can I at least escort my son to wherever the fuck he's going to live? I don't know.
Is it Harrenhal? Is that where they went?
Harrenhal? I don't know. I can't keep up with all these names. But Daemon's wife is pregnant, and she has complications from birth. She can't push out the baby. Mm. which I guess is a theme in this show. It does. This happen a lot in Game of Thrones as well?
No, not at all.
I mean, they have, these fucks have dragons, they have magical abortion potions, and they can't figure out a C-section?
No, not without killing someone. They're really good at slicing people in half.
Yeah.
They're just not good at stitching them back up together afterwards.
No. So, yeah, Daemon's wife, she leaves the room, she goes up to her dragon and tells him to set her on fire, and
it took a long time. That dragon did not want to.
Dragon was like, "I love you.
Hello, please. I would like a fly. Who's gonna fly me?"
Blah. And then he sets her on fire,
right?
And she's dead. Which you just think about the little girl in what, the first or second episode, where she, you know, almost had to marry King Viserys.
Oh.
But then she got Daemon.
Right, right, right.
And she's dead. That's it. Just her complications arc, from birth. That's not even...
The arc is over.
This is the second time already. In six episodes, I feel like that's a lack of creativity.
Yeah, there's so many other unique ways to kill people.
Yeah. And obviously, like, it seems like Daemon, even though they were having marital problems and they were disagreeing on strategies...
But she seemed to have grounded Daemon.
He actually... loved, and but she didn't like that he was grounded.
Right.
She was like, "Where's your fire and passion? You're just fucking reading all the time."
Mm.
And he's like, "Oh, fuck it." But I think this is gonna make him, you know, drive him over the edge again, because he actually did love her.
Right.
And now see that he was sad that she died.
And now since he doesn't have a tether, he's gonna go back to crazy batshit.
And you know what? I mean, Renaria doesn't really have a man anymore.
Oh, shit.
Because the King's Hand, other creepy son, brings some prisoners, cuts their tongues off first, and then has them set the castle or their house on fire, wherever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And so the King's Hand dies, and Renaria's whore.
Yeah, that's a good way of explaining it.
Well, that's what they, you know, that's what they say, yeah, right?
He's a whore.
So yeah. Renaria needs a new, and Daemon needs a new.
And the king needs a new.
Renaria and Daemon are fucking marrying.
I think so. Eventually, right?
Or at least gonna have a side thing, and maybe Lenore dies or something.
They teased it too much. They have to fuck. You would imagine, right?
Yeah. Because Renaria is getting more ruthless, it seems. Like, maybe she'll have Lenore killed so that she could be with Daemon, because she's always wanted to be with him.
Maybe. I guess we just got to get them back together. They seem to be going farther apart.
I mean, that's where I would like this season to end, is with, like, Daemon and Renaria, like, holding the Iron Throne.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever it's on it. If it's Renaria on the Iron Throne, it doesn't really matter because they're both in power. But that's where I would like to see this season end, is, like, with both of them in power. It can't be Viserys at the end of this fucking season.
I will say, I'm pretty sure. Do you remember, I don't remember which episode it was in, but where Daemon was on the castle and then they all met on the ledge or whatever and they were about to fight?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I believe that's where Rhaenyra is right now.
Dragonstone.
Right.
That's so, where they leave at the end to go to Dragonstone.
Where Dragonstone, and yeah. I think that's where Daemon's wife was trying to get him to go back to.
Yeah.
Was Dragonstone. So we might be getting, you know,
well,
a
no,
meeting.
She doesn't have a penis, Josh. Oh, so it would be...
We might be getting a meeting fairly soon.
Yes. And now it will be okay because she's older.
Right. And it won't be as creepy, you know?
Yeah, no, not creepy at all. When
you know, they just got to reunite. They just got to reunite the houses. That's all.
That's it. That's all.
That's right.
That's where I would like to see the show, is they both, you know, abusing their power, obviously, and...
When the fuck is Rhaegar going to
have
die?
The queen killed?
How many pieces of Rhaegar is going to be left next week? Is he going to be down to one leg, two?
Rhaegar? Viserys?
Prince Viserys. Sorry.
King Viserys.
King Viserys, yeah.
Who's Rhaegar?
So I think he's one of the dragons. There's so many names I haven't gotten used to.
I get that, but I didn't confuse a dragon with a person.
Well, they are dragons, you know. They're you know. But
I don't know any of the dragons' names, I don't to be honest.
But no, but like, okay, so this week he was down to just one arm. What is he?
He's, well, we don't know what the time jump is next week.
40 years?
Otto Hightower is back next week.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Renaria and the queen, I always forget her name, but we know who the queen is. They have a confrontation.
Queen Alicent.
And Rhaenyra tells the queen, like, everyone's going to see who you really are. Mm-hmm. Something like that. I'm pretty sure she was talking to her.
And we do kind of wonder where that House Strong is going to go, because now it's just that one guy left.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be the king's hand.
You think so?
Yeah.
Not Otto?
No.
Maybe he will.
I don't think so.
Interesting.
Because he said, he said that he'll be rewarded. I don't even fucking remember why, but yeah.
Well, yeah, he will be rewarded for sure.
But why? What did he do?
Killed them all.
Yeah, but the king doesn't know that.
No, but only the queen does. She can whisper in his ear, maybe you should make him the king's hand.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe.
I don't know. I need more to happen on this fucking show. There needs to be a really good season finale to keep me interested.
4 episodes left. Game of Thrones always was really good with season enders. So
Season finales.
God. Let me
except
have,
for the last season, right?
Let me have my motherfucking words.
Except for the last season, right?
It was a series finale. Series finale, different okay. than a season finale.
No, not really, but yeah. All right.
Yeah.
There you go. So I think we'll still keep up with these shows.
Maybe we might breeze past them a little bit quicker.
Yeah. Something like that.
Talk about what we liked and didn't like during an episode or something like that. And during a She-Hulk episode, that might be a lot of negativity.
5 seconds. This show sucked again. Daredevil was in it, and he fucking torqued with She-Hulk. All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do if that happened.
I know.
I'd feel really bad. But then again, I would be like, you know what? It probably does fit this show. I could see it happen.
Yeah.
Like a big cast. Wong comes out there too, starts twerking.
Right.
Terrible.
That's probably the last shot of the season. Maybe. Everyone twerking together, even in Hulk as well. All right, before I kill myself, let's do fan questions. Dylan, I couldn't finish the first episode of She-Hulk. What are you guys going to be reviewing next so I can look forward to it? Well, you know what's coming. We said it earlier.
Yeah.
So Jaws. Hopefully a lot better stuff down the down the line there. Well, we don't know yet. Hold on. But we do know of a few, you know, movies that are coming out in October.
A few.
Eric Hamilton, Stepbro, can we get a bottom left in honor of Aegon attempting to bust a nut out the window? Sure.
Bust a nut.
I mean,
I don't think he did bust, though.
No, he was cut off midstream, too. Oh, that's terrible.
Midstream. Rampager, top 3 athletes turned movie stars.
Oh, I thought he was giving us a list.
No, he was not. I wish he was.
Let's see. Top 3 athletes turned movie stars. And I just turned off my iPad.
Michael Jordan. No, I'm just kidding.
For his work during Space Jam, LeBron James.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously, yeah, The Rock. Dwayne Johnson. Yeah.
Arnold, I guess he's technically a
That's true, an yeah. athlete. Jim Brown, Carl Weathers.
What the fuck was Jim Brown in?
What?
Jim Brown, what was he in?
The NFL.
No. What movies, motherfucker?
He's been in stuff. You ever seen Any Given Sunday?
He was in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Now Ronda Rousey's not a good actor. I don't know why it says Jason Lee. I don't know what Bob he fucking did.
Bob Uecker's actually been in a lot. He was in Major League and Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there you go. I mean, yeah, John Cena's great. Dave Bautista. OJ Simpson, really good.
Burt Reynolds? Oh, yeah.
I think Burt Reynolds probably played the college
maybe football.
College football. Yeah. Not Lawrence Taylor. No, not Brett Favre. Roddy Piper. Yeah, I know. But Arnold, Jim Brown, Dwayne Johnson, Carl Weathers.
Those LeBron. Are
good names. No, not LeBron. Not LeBron or Jordan. My God. Amir, who do you think is the best actor of all time and who's the best actress of all time? For me, it's De Niro and Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, those are two really good names.
Those are two good ones.
I could probably agree with that. 199 Big T says Jared Leto, hands down.
Huh?
He's really good, too.
He must
But a few loved, bad. I mean, the Joker was terrible.
Loved his work in Morpheus.
Yeah, well. He says, as a side note, I'm sure he unbuttons and unzips his pants to pee like the rest of us, too. #TBD Army.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think you're in the minority. I'm in the majority.
I asked a few other people, and they also pee like toddlers. So,
see,
congratulations.
Maybe it's just you were never taught the correct way.
That's not the correct way. That's why the zipper was invented.
How do you pee your pants whenever...
I don't pee my pants. I take my dick out and I pee in a toilet, Josh. I don't pee my pants.
When you're wearing shorts, how do you do it? You pull your shorts down. You don't have to look for a zipper with
your
shorts.
You don't go to the urinal if you have basketball shorts on. You have to go in a stall and pull your pants down.
I do too. I go at the urinal when I have shorts on. I'm sure
you have basketball shorts, and you just pull your shorts down.
Yeah.
And everyone sees your butthole.
It doesn't go to my butt. I just think you don't know how to pee your pants, Andrew.
Pee my pants?
Pee in your pants.
Who pees in their pants?
I think you need to be trained. I think that's what it is.
Pee in their pants. No, you're serious right now. I'm going to hit you with this microphone.
To piss in your pants.
Piss in your pants.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
To piss with your pants.
You piss with your pants?
Oh, God. You know what I'm talking about. Dude, who gave this question? You sent us down a
199 Big T.
199 Big T. You sent us out a
no. Look,
but I agree with you. That's how people do it.
Maybe I'm in the minority, but you're doing it wrong.
Have you asked your family how I'm doing?
I've asked my family.
Yeah, I mean, does everyone in your family do it this way?
Okay, why was the zipper invented? Let's see. Fast forward with the inventor. Helped his friend out a sore back. Couldn't bend over to tie his shoes. Hold on. What is the purpose of the zipper? Binding the two edges. Okay, that's not really the purpose. Hold on. Because before they would just have buttons to button your pants. What's the point of zipper? That's the whole point.
What is the right way to pee?
According to who?
With jeans. Let's see.
According to who?
Pull the pants.
Is that it? Yeah.
Men may not pull their underwear all the way off, says Dr. Buckner. So,
thank you, Dr.
whoever that is.
Brucker, not Buckner.
How to avoid the last drops of urine. Okay, we've got off on a random tangent, Andrew. But I'm telling you, how to urinate in your pants, that's the best thing to do.
Urinate in your pants again, you said. You keep saying pee your pants.
Are you peeing the wrong way? Chances are you
are. Yeah, no, I looked at that article and he agrees with me.
What?
Yes.
Interesting. Why is this there a guy in a bunny uniform?
I don't know. Might be me. Omar, he did a top five Alfreds, and he's number one, Michael Caine. That's all, Master Wayne.
Of course.
That's it. He just has one. Carlos Ramirez, question for Josh. Rank the following TV shows from most scary to least scary. American Horror Story, Goosebumps, X-Files, Tales from the Crypt, Stranger Things. Tim says, we know he's watched none of them.
Tim is correct. I've seen none of them.
Okay, I watched Goosebumps a little bit when I was a kid, but that wasn't really anything.
I couldn't even do the Goosebumps novels.
I only really watched, I watched some Tales of the Crypt, Stranger Things. I don't know.
Yeah, scary. Listen, guys, when I was growing up, my mom wouldn't let me watch Power Rangers because they were closely associated with the devil. So that just goes to show you how I've kind of grown from there. So if Power Rangers are something I associate with scary, then you can bet your gosh darn bottom.
Okay, well, Power Rangers are not scary.
I'm just saying, that's where my mom thought scary was. And that's
Power Rangers?
Yes. So Goosebumps is definitely going to be way above
Power Rangers. You really are like a 4-year-old.
Oh, I'm just telling you, that's how I grew up. Mm-hmm. With Power Rangers.
Let me ask you this, really mister. Bad. I pull my pants down to pee.
Oh, shit. Everyone does that, Andrew.
How do you take a shower? How do you take a shower?
What do you mean?
How do you take a shower?
I don't understand the question.
See, you don't take showers?
You jump in the shower nude and you just go, wah.
And what do you do with the soap?
You soap up everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
Do you just wash your face and then you're like, that's enough. The soap goes down my body and then
you soap
the rest
everything.
Takes care of itself.
You soap everything.
You wash your balls?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
I wash
God.
My ass crack too.
Thank you. I'm glad.
You know, sometimes
in my
I get the
fucking
taint.
Shower.
Sometimes I get the taint.
You have to get the taint.
Sometimes, yeah.
Michael Hawk, can you guys watch the trailer for Knock at the Cabin? It's new and has Batista and it looks trippy. I want to see Josh's reaction. Well, I think he'd probably run out of the room.
Probably.
P. PCJ top three actors who could pull off both comedy and serious dramatic roles. His would be Tim Robbins, Margot Robbie, and Steve Carell. That's really good. Omar's got Mark Wahlberg, Ryan Gosling, and Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. He definitely should be up there. Got to give respect to him.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio. We've seen like Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. Leo. Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill's done some serious.
Yes. Yes, and he's, Jonah Hill.
Of course, very funny.
Yeah. And De Niro. De Niro's funny. Well, yeah. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Ramos, if it weren't for the commitment to the audience, at what episode we have both tapped out of Empowered Green Woman? Probably two.
No, this episode I would have called it quits, for sure.
Episode two.
I would have kept on going because I liked Wong, and Wong was in a lot of them. But this episode, I wouldn't have watched anymore.
Yeah. The Rock's ex... Oh, Jason Dearham, The Rock's ex-wife, is his manager. So does that mean she gets 60% of his earnings? Well, no, managers don't make 60% of their clients' earnings.
It's like 10%.
It's less than that. P.S. She's also Henry Cavill's manager. Maybe a Superman appearance in Black Adam. Probably not.
Probably not.
Or you never know. It could be a big surprise, right? That would be a big deal.
Oh, a DC big surprise?
Yeah.
No.
P.P.S. You're going to catch up on Succession.
Yes.
Well, you know Josh is.
Success. Yeah, I'm going to do a rewatch of Succession for sure. Mm. As soon as I get finished with Game of Thrones rewatch.
Steven with a... See, this is why we have to change the format, because everyone's watching something different.
Yeah.
Steven with a V. Trivia for Josh. If I'm not mistaken, I believe you're a fan of the sitcom Community.
Yes.
If that is correct, which of these Community alumni members has not made an appearance in an MCU movie? Abed, Troy, Dean, Shirley, or Annie?
Shirley has, Troy has, Abed has. Who are the other two?
Dean and Annie.
Dean. Who's Dean?
I don't know.
I don't think Annie has. I'm going to say Annie. Do you have the answer?
It's Annie.
Oh, I got it.
Abed was in Captain America Winter Soldier?
Yeah, he was like a tech guy.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I've seen that. Mm-hmm. Who's Dean? Captain America Civil War.
Maybe they're thinking of the actual Dean. And I can't think of when he was in it.
He was in Captain America Civil War, I guess.
What Captain America?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Community Dean. What? No, that's not. Is it?
Yeah. Captain America Winter Soldier.
No, but this is the Community show.
Oh.
This is not. Is it? I guess.
It doesn't matter. I got it right. It was Annie. Woohoo!
Troy was in Spider-Man Homecoming. Oh, Troy was Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Troy is Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, why'd you web me on the...
Yeah. And then Shirley was in Avengers. I remember that, right. Avengers Endgame. Yeah. So there you go. Good job there, buddy. Yeah,
I got it. I can do trivia, Andrew. That's why we should do a trivia night. I think we should. I would do well with it.
Spell Community.
I can do this. C-O-U... C-O-M-M-I-U-N-I-T.
No.
No?
No.
I need to spell it on the no,
it's thing. Over. It's okay. You didn't do it. And then Cooper, the super duper pooper scooper, you guys ever watch or will watch Cobra Kai?
Yes. I'm on season 5. I haven't gotten to actual watch season 5, but I really, really am interested in it. I loved all the first 4 seasons. They're great. Oddly enough, I only watched one of the Karate Kids, the first one. I never really watched the other ones. But this is really, really fun.
If I didn't have to watch 40 hours of wrestling every week, maybe I could catch up on some of these fucking shows.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no. The only reason I can watch so much extra TV is because I don't have to watch Raw or SmackDown. If I had to watch Raw or SmackDown, that would definitely eat into my TV content time for sure.
Mm-hmm. There you have it, fan questions. Thank you for sending those in.
And thanks for sticking with us during this first iteration of Hollywood Hogwash, guys. It's really appreciated.
Yes. But now this is where you do more of your part, where you subscribe to the podcast, wherever you're viewing us. We have exclusive videos on the YouTube channel, Hollywood Hogwash Pod. You could follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We got to get these TikTok numbers on because it's a brand new account. So please follow us on TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Please, that's the number one thing you need to do this week. So
that's right.
Homework. Thank you in advance.
Homework for the fans.
Next week, let us know what you want us to review, because we could do a classic horror film like Jaws, which I've never seen all the way through. Or we could do Don't Worry, Darling, which is a new, you know, horror/thriller out in theaters.
It does look kind of scary. I'd rather watch Jaws.
But I've heard good things. So let us know what you want us to do. Put it in the comments. Send me messages. Maybe I'll put a poll up or something and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So there you go. We'll see you next week for the season 2 premiere of Hollywood Hogwash.